This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Laura Canning is in with us this morning. Laura, the naturalist with the Cass County Conservation Board. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, good morning.
Appreciate it very much. I was going to say the start of the winter season, although it doesn't seem like it outside quite yet.
Not quite yet.
But this time of the year brings some, you always have something going on, and this brings us to you've had some trips going on.
Yeah. We do birding trips. Mm-hmm. One year we do the Sandhill Cranes out in Nebraska, and then the next year we do a northern Minnesota birding trip. And so this year is upcoming in 2017 is a Minnesota birding trip year. So
have these been pretty popular?
Yes. I go in with it with more than one county, so Sac and Carroll County help promote and run with it, and we meet the bus and load the bus and head up north for 4 days.
Okay, I just have to ask, Sac, Carroll, and
yep, Cass.
They're not really all connected very well.
Nope, and when we pick up the bus, we actually pick up in Des Moines and Ames just because it's easier. We attract actually a lot of people from all over Iowa to this trip. There's not very many other county conservations doing a northern Minnesota trip because, you know, it's January. Who wants to go to northern Minnesota?
So it's not exclusive just for folks that live in those counties.
No, it's just the three that want to plan it and go. So
I know you personally enjoy this trip.
Yes, I have had some lifers checked off my bird list. Last year, if you're looking, 2 years ago, I should say, we went and got a great video of a great gray owl. So if you're our friend on Facebook, we still have that up as a video up on our Facebook page to see the great gray owl in all its glory. So,
well, you've got an extensive list of different types of birds that you're going to be looking for and searching for while you're up there. It's a lengthy list, but these are a lot of things that you're not necessarily going to see around here.
Right. And so that's the great thing about the trip. It's very rare for a great gray owl and a snowy owl to come down into Iowa. Same way with a northern hawk owl. And don't think just it's all owls either. We have some smaller birds, evening grosbeaks. Two years ago, we saw gray jays, so they're related to blue jays. And then we saw also the red crossbills and the boreal chickadees, which boreal chickadees are fun to watch. They eat like peanut butter and things like that. So it was pretty fun.
I suppose with some of these different types, it's not just seeing them in their natural place and their beauty. Sometimes it's their characteristics. They can be a little quirky at times.
Yes. The boreal chickadees, they get a little, they like to fight a little bit. So over some food that we do visit some feeders that are in a bog. So a lot of our birding actually happens, if you're familiar with Duluth, the big town Duluth, and then we go north a little bit further into Zach Zim Bog, and that's where a lot of the other owls and we can see rough grouse. We saw sharp-tailed grouse outside of the bog. And right before we went 2 years ago, there was word of some moose in the area. Last year they did see a moose, so depends on who's wandering through the bog. So,
well, I see the dates on the trip, January 13th through January 16th. That's a Friday through a Monday. It's a good long weekend. And
yes,
there are a lot of details and stuff, probably not easy to get into them here on the air, but you have a chance for folks to learn more.
Yeah, we do an information night. So if you're even just interested just a little bit to hear about how a birding trip works, or just to maybe you just love birds and want to come watch some photos on a PowerPoint, I got the hookup, because that November 28th, we're going to do a presentation and talk about the trip itself. Mm-hmm. And so all of your questions can get answered and things like that before you decide you want to go. So that date is November 28th at the Rock Island Depot, so downtown by the Chamber. At 7 p.m., we're going to have a short PowerPoint, show some of the birds, and answer all the questions you might need. So the fee that we charge also it covers our hotel rooms, it covers the bus, and it also covers four meals. When we're up there in the bog, there are very small towns up there. So we literally book a small town cafe for two of the lunches, and so it's just easier to include those lunches into our fee. So two lunches and a dinner, and I'm not sure what the fourth one is, but there are four meals included in that fee.
Okay. All right. And guides and all that kind of stuff.
And guides, yes.
Everything to make the trip enjoyable.
Yes.
Is covered. And the cost is?
The cost is, if you're a single person and want a single room, mm-hmm. is $640 a person. And then, but if you have, maybe you and your husband want to go, or a double occupancy would be $425 a person. So it brings it down a little bit as well. So.
And again, if you want to know more about the details, find out all that stuff. November 28th at the Rock Island Depot here in Atlantic, 7 p.m. Get all your questions answered.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we had two different topics we wanted to cover here this morning. That was one, kind of whet your appetite a little bit for the trip, and then you can find out more. There's another project that you're working on here, too. It's called a Green Home Products Program.
Yeah.
And that's coming up here very soon.
Yeah, we do this program every other year, and we do this workshop to make some home products that you use in your home that you can make with some ingredients that I bring along. And so we are doing that December 3rd on Saturday at noon at the public library here in Atlantic. And so this year, and we picked something different so that if you keep coming back to my programs, you don't do the same. Mm-hmm. We don't do the same recipes. We are going to do dishwashing tablets, and so you can put them into your dishwasher. And so we're going to make them that day, and you get sent home with some new dishwashing tablets to try through your dishwasher. So,
you know, you think about everything that's under the cabinet in the bathroom, in the kitchen, perhaps out in your garage, different places, different types of cleaners and scrub things that we might use to. To keep things clean, we don't think of natural products we have in our house, natural things that we have that might actually make just as good a product as the chemically designed ones in a laboratory.
Yep. So that's what this is. It's taking some of the recipes call for borax and washing soda, things like that, that helps make the dishwashing tablets and things like that. I think the other product we're going to make is a carpet cleaner, so that you sprinkle it and it freshens your carpet when you vacuum. So that I think we're going to make that one as well.
Is there a real call for things like this?
You know, years past, we've made laundry soap, we've made homemade shout, which is a spot cleaner, and things like that. So we have some pretty good attendance in our green home products, and we have some great stores here in town to get these items from, and like Robinson True Value, Capel's Ace Hardware, and Complimentary Care downtown. So those three stores have everything that when I make some of these recipes, they have everything that I need.
You know, when we look under the cabinets and see all the things there and we think, gosh, how do I get rid of that stuff? You can't just pour it down the toilet, down the drain, out in the curb. You know, you can't do these things with them. You know, you're looking for stuff that's easier for your life, safe for the kids, safe for your pets, of course, safe for you. And what happens if it's been there a long time, you want to dispose of it? It's a lot easier if you're using natural products.
Yes. And, you know, there's really a lot of, the funny thing is it comes down to a lot of these recipes. There are like about three staples that if you had these three staples in your household, with just tweaking the recipes just a little bit, you'll be making some, you know, you can make your dishwashing tablets, you can make your laundry soap and things like that. So
very good.
Yeah.
So easy stuff. And this is a free program.
It is a free program. Of course, we take free will donations for the cover of the supplies, and we do want to know you're coming so I can plan all of my supplies and recipes. And so if you think you want to come, December 1st is the deadline for that pre-registration. You can call or email us down at the office. If you're interested in finding a little bit more out on that bus trip, give us a call or an email as well. And my office phone number is 769-2372. We'll get a hold of us down there in Lewis.
Very good. And the Green Home Products Program, by the way, is on December 3rd. That's a Saturday.
Yep.
It's at noon at the Atlantic Public Library's Community Room, and it'll be a hands-on experience.
Yes.
Very much hands-on. And you get to go home with some stuff.
Yes.
That's even better. And there's no cost.
No. Nope.
Makes it perfect. Very good. A lot of great stuff. Do you take a lot of calls from folks? Do they give you ideas when you talk to them, either in person or on the phone, about some projects they'd like to see?
Yeah, every time, usually when I do these programs and I do a natural holiday decorating opposite of this one, I always kind of ask people on at the other end of what they're looking to solve, you know, at home and things like that. And the other stores also, they help me as well. So
nobody likes the sound of crickets, so it's not that much fun if nobody shows up.
Yeah,
if you're not doing what people want, nobody shows up, and that's no fun. So, very good. Well, check it out. Again, you can call Laura. That office number, 712-769-2372. That pre-registration deadline, again, for the Green Home Products Program is December 1st. And again, if you want any information about that Minnesota Avian Adventure, November 28th, Rock Island Depot here in Atlantic, 7 p.m. And, of course, you can always call ahead, too, if you'd like to find out a little bit more. If you forget the time, date, and all that kind of stuff, you'll have a lot of great stuff for them there. Laura, thanks for coming in.
All right, thank you for having me.